One of the biggest differences between the two bills is cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or commonly known as SNAP or food stamps. Republican Representative Austin Scott is on the committee that's trying to strike a deal between the two bills.
The nutritional assistance side is certainly one of the big challenges.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the SNAP program will cost the nation $764 billion over the next 10 years at current funding levels, more than three-quarters of the bill's budget. And currently in Georgia, SNAP covers about 1.9 million people, an increase of about 890,000 since 2008. The House bill would cut SNAP by about $40 billion over 10 years and change work and eligibility requirements. The Senate bill would cut funding by $4 billion. Scott favors the House cuts and says those who do work should only be able to use the program for a limited time. He says doing so would help keep people from abusing the system.
We've all been in line at the grocery store behind the person who pulls out the SNAP card and then turns around and pays for the rest of it with a roll of $100 bills.
Democratic Representative David Scott is not on the negotiating committee, but he does sit on the committee that passed the House bill. He's against the House's major cuts and favors those proposed by the Senate.
The major people you're hurting are the most vulnerable, and we've got to protect those people, and that's what the Food Nutrition Program does.
David Scott says he feels lawmakers could reach an agreement that would result in between $7 and $8 billion in cuts. Any more than that, he says, would hurt veterans and the working poor. Both lawmakers say they're confident a deal can be reached by the January 1st deadline. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.